Hey, everybody, and welcome to our very first episode of what we call the 7th Cosmo Podcast. With me is always my good friend, Luis Zavala.
Hello, everybody. Long time no here.
Yeah, absolutely. So in this first episode, we're going to jump into the Saint Seiya live action movie, also known as Knights of the Zodiac, or possibly a different name in other countries. I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah, I really don't know either.
Yeah, but a little background. I am a big fan of Saint Seiya. It is actually the first anime series I watched as a kid. Most kids in North America will probably would say Dragon Ball was their first anime series into the whole genre of anime. But for me, it was Saint Seiya. So definitely it has a place in my heart forever. And also, I am as old as Saint Seiya is. So it's been, I think the anime series has been on for 36 years. So exactly my age.
That's crazy. No, it's like, that's interesting. You see, now my background just is very similar to like the previous show, which was I'm coming in from just an ordinary person, brand new, coming into this. Now, I'm going to also clarify that I didn't know anything about it, and it's pretty much going to be there's going to be the first time rebounding into it. You know, like I saw one pass through with Simon to kind of just like, you know, get acquainted with it, and was really happy with the things I saw. But now I could really want to talk a little bit more. And now I'll get another chance to, you know, just take a look at it. The background that I have with it is from 2 years ago, and that's really it. And watching the stuff that we've watched, it's been very, very interesting. So my perspective is going to be coming from that of a, keep in mind, I'm probably irrelevant for a lot of people because I am 42 years old. So a 42-year-old newcomer. So there you go.
It's all right. It's all right, young bronze knight, saint.
Yeah, diamond dust.
Yeah, you are, in fact, a bronze saint that's about to go into the training of hell, as they call it.
Yes.
So you are young. You are the youngling here, which is weird, right?
Which is weird because I'm not the youngest of anything these days. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we are going to rewatch the entire series and talk about it. That's basically what we're going to do for this entire podcast. But first thing we want to talk about is the live action movie that is coming out on April 28th. I think worldwide. I don't know for like, I think the April 28th day is for Japan.
That's what we know of so far, at least. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what are the other release dates for other countries because they haven't really marketed that
it's
well.
It's been remarkably silent, you know? Yeah. Remarkably silent.
I think the first big teaser trailer was back in November, late November. And I sent it to you. The moment I saw it, I want your opinion on the trailer first for this live action movie. What are your thoughts, my friend?
Okay, so here's the way I'm going to talk about it because, again, without having to reiterate my background of it, I'm going to be judging only on what I see. And that's actually the same thing I've done with for anybody who's going to be partaking in watching this thing is I'm like, I only want to hear what you think about from what you can see, right? Now, my personal opinion is that it's a very, very different Saint Seiya than the one that we watched in a lot of ways, obviously. And I mean, it's not so foreign that I don't kind of get the broad strokes, obviously, right? First thing that comes to mind is that some of those fighting shots that they showed looked absolutely beautiful. They really did. I actually like the highly stylized slow motion stuff that you see going on in there. Kind of gives a slight glimpse into a Zack Snyder-ish kind of a kind of a thing going on now. I got to be very careful of that because I'm a Snyder fanboy myself, so I got to be careful when I put that label without seeing something first, you know. Now looking at it, I actually was smiling the whole time. I really was. But at the same time, well, one of the main standout shots, I think that probably one of the highlights of the trailer that I originally saw, the very first one, right? When we see Seiya doing the very, very interesting kind of sort of a T Christ-like pose in front of the of his power, right? When they show that shot, it's interesting because they kind of combine the two things that I remember pointing out to you right off the bat when I saw the very first episode. I'm like, there's like Christian symbolism mixed with Greek mythology, two things that generally speaking, not really, I wouldn't have put those two things together, and somehow it just works, you know? But I mean, putting it right there in the trailer itself, I thought was really interesting because they kind of showed it. I don't want to say give away the farm, because it's not really giving anything away. In fact, I don't think enough is given in the trailer, to tell you the truth. It's like, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. There's just so much stuff that it's still, we don't know much about it. I mean, there's very little. We have a story.
Yes.
We definitely have a story, a synopsis of the whole movie. And I think for me, my perspective on it is, it's coming as a Saint Seiya fan, I had to kind of shut off the old tradition of Saint Seiya.
I
have to turn that part of me off. Like, I can't critique, you know, the style of the cloth. I can't critique, you know, the storyline as much.
Same here. It's very hard.
It's very hard not to compare it to the manga and the anime. But I have to, if I'm going to watch this movie. When I watch this movie, I had to kind of approach it in a way as a new fan of this franchise.
That's a good way to put it. You really do. Like, even as somebody who is someone new coming into it, I have to agree where what I'm looking at. First of all, I got to say also the casting. I actually really do like a lot of the cast people, you know, the casted people themselves seem like they're genuinely excited for this thing. And you can tell, you know, it's a very diverse cast, something that I definitely think is a good choice. They have a very, very, it has a very like a possibility if they, depending on how they market this thing, it looks like they have a broad cast that can really appeal to like worldwide, if that makes sense. It's like they got a lot, they have Asian representation, Hispanic representation, they got everything kind of like melded in together quite well, in my opinion. However, that same thing that you were just talking about, we're having to turn off what I know and of the original, right? That's a hard thing to do. And it's something that also has me quite nervous, to tell you the truth, because I know nothing about the Netflix reboot or whatever. Yeah, exactly. I know nothing about it. And I don't know what parts of this is actually coming from that. What parts are coming from, are they going to take any of it from there? Are they going to take any of it from the original? Are they going to meld it all together? Don't know, you know?
I am, from what I've seen, what I've heard, what I've read, it just sounds like it is going to come from a lot from the first season of the Netflix rebooted Saint Seiya
intriguing series.
When I was at San Diego Comic-Con, I was actually at the panel and hear what the writers, the producers were talking about. And it definitely feels a lot, just the way they described it, it really feels, it definitely is a new story of its own. Also, it just sounds like what they're describing is the Netflix series, that first season that is on Netflix right now. The only season that's on Netflix right now.
It's the only one, right? Yeah.
It's the only one now. And there are going to be name changes. There's no doubt about it.
Apparently, there's someone named Sienna that I've never heard of before or something like that. I was like, Sayori? Or, you know?
Well,
I don't know.
If you've been a fan of Saint Seiya, you'll know that in the manga, in the English version, when they translated it to English, he is Sienna.
Oh, it is. Okay, yeah. You see, I did not know that. That shows you how new I am right there. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then definitely there are name changes. The names are pretty much the same names that if you have watched the Netflix version of Saint Seiya, you know, those are the names they're going to go by.
Okay.
Just, cool. I mean, it's like, I know there's a lot of like Phoenix Ikki fans. Well,
yeah.
His name is not Ikki. At least when we watch it here in North America, it's not.
It's so, like, it's, I hope they don't go too far crazy with the names.
That's, I think for me, the things I saw in the trailer, what I liked is really the visuals.
Visual
style.
Beautiful.
Yeah. The cloths.
They kind of go a little in and out. Like, I kind of was like, they couldn't think if they were going to try to go more Greek or more Japanese. And they kind of went through this hybrid thing now. You know?
I'm still a little not too fond of it, but you know, that's one thing I had to get used to it. And then also, like, I think there's going to be some good action in it. Like, just choreography.
Choreography looks great.
The choreography does look great. It's definitely a Seiya-centric story.
Pretty much exclusively in the teaser trailer was really him, you know?
Yeah, it's really him. I don't think we'll see the rest of Bronze Saints. I hate how I had to switch between Saints or Knights, depending where you are.
Yeah, which, you see that.
Which is very frustrating. I'm just calling them Saints. That's what I've been used to.
I can see how that could be frustrating. And especially, it goes back to that same thing where it's like kind of sort of that whole, you know, putting two different, you know, I don't want to say mythologies and religion to interchange them, but like, yeah, like they're one of the things that also just like the name that I know it by is Saint Seiya. I don't know it by Knights of the Zodiac. So
yeah,
you know,
exactly. Exactly. So I like, is it called Knights of Zodiac in other countries? And is in Japan, is it called Saint Seiya the beginning? But then if you look at that TV spot that I sent you,
yes,
which still, it's just so strange that it still has not been released here.
Not been like, released here yet.
It's like we still don't have that TV spot. I would think like it's been 4 days or at the time of recording this, been a couple
they
days.
They have
or,
not uploaded it yet, and it's actually really frustrating.
On their social media platforms, none of it has been showing that TV spot. I mean, from what I read is like there's supposed to be a new full trailer. This is from the actor himself, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, I'm just looking at it, but maybe there will be a full complete trailer. That's longer than like a teaser or a TV spot, but
probably it's time to show more about the story part of it. Cause the trailers that have been shown so far are definitely an introduction is what it feels
very
like.
Brief.
Very, very brief. And I mean, we get the very broad stroke of an ancient war and descendants from it, basically. I mean, that's about as vague as it gets, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's very broad stroke.
I'm going to walk in there when I watch the movie and try to really like make myself like a newcomer to this franchise. Like I had to like take out, you know, I know for a fact that we're not going to hear Pegasus Fantasy, though, the theme song. We're not going to hear any.
I know.
Seijo Yokohama's sound, wonderful, beautiful soundtrack. We're just not. I know that we're not going to hear any.
Not
going to
get it. Or, no.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they'll like throw.
Maybe
like,
they will. Who knows?
They'll throw in some like some version of it. But I just got to like remember that this is a complete original story, completely different. It's supposed to be for the OG fans and also for new people that are coming in fresh. So I have to like, I cannot, it's the first time around. I can't really nitpick of what they did. They didn't follow in the manga and the anime. It's just like, I just have to walk in there, watch it as it is and see if, you know, I know for sure I need to watch it twice to really get my opinion because I know how I am when I come to watch a movie the first time.
Yeah.
It's you're like,
especially in the theater.
Yeah, I don't say you're a bit overwhelmed, but like sometimes your first impressions might be a little bit too good.
Yeah,
and then you watch it the second time, it's like, you know.
Yeah, sometimes I've had that effect where I watched a movie and I was like, you know, it was the energy of the theater that made me excited. Then on the second one, you're like, you're alone in the theater and you look at it, you're like, oh, okay, actually, it wasn't as good as I remembered. Or sometimes the opposite. Who knows? Sometimes.
I think. You know, there's definitely going to be some sort of conflict with Seiya and the Phoenix character, Ikki character. I don't want to say what the name they're going to use. I mean, the actor pretty much spoiled the name at Comic-Con. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I literally heard him say it when he was talking about it. So definitely, if you guys are fans of Saint Seiya and you watch the Netflix version, then you know the name of Phoenix Ikki is not going to be called Ikki in the movie. So just letting you know, just letting your hands on, and we're not going to see all the Bronze Saints.
At least we get to see Athena, which that's pretty cool.
Yes. That's pretty cool too. The Ghost Saints, probably we did saw a little bit snippets of it at the very beginning of the
it first looked it it definitely I mean if I'm not mis- if I wasn't mistaken I mean I hope I'm not hallucinating but I thought I saw I mean if I'm I thought I saw Capricorn in
it does show like Capricorn, and I'm gonna think that's Sagittarius Iolus carrying Athena trying to protect her, trying to get her out of sanctuary
like Capricorn, okay, that's interesting.
And I think, you know, for Seiya, he's not going to do the, you know, his iconic, I think his iconic move's going to look different. He's not going to be drawing the 13 stars of the Pegasus, the 13 points of the Pegasus. I think it's going to be completely something different. And you kind of noticed that in the first teaser at the very end when he's moving, doing that hand gesture already.
It's hinting at something different. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's still the Yusei Ken, the meteor punch, but I think they're just going to be presented a little bit different.
I think so too.
I think just really from what hearing from the stunt coordinator at the panel, and you can watch a couple of the videos. I mean, someone already recorded it and probably uploaded it. You can watch the interviews from Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And you could kind of hear talk about like the stunts and all that stuff, but just from what I remember, it's going to be different.
It is. It's going to be very different, I'm very sure. And, you know, maybe the thing that will shock us is the similarities. We never know.
We don't really know because, again, they didn't show too much in the teaser trailer and this 30-second spot. I mean, that 30-second spot showed Seiya fighting a fellow Saint. I'm just calling him Saints. I'm not going to call him Knights, all right?
Call him Saints. That's what I'm going to call him too.
I can't do it, all right? I just can't, all right? I'm trying very hard to call them Knights, so I just can't. I just grew up a Saint. It's a Saint. So, like, and then you can see, like, that quick shot between Seiya fighting another Saint, that shot behind them of that other Saint, you know, you see the Phoenix wings.
You do, yeah. Yes. That's, there's going to definitely
that,
be.
That, and when I saw that, I was like, oh, so he's going to fight Ikki.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be, like again, you know, the way you mentioned earlier, too, having to take all these things that make you out of yourself and kind of having to come into it brand new, you know, almost borderline impossible task because there were all of us, we all ingest, you know, media in our own unique way. It's really hard when you're a fan of something to be able to completely commit to a new version of something, especially something like this that many people have beloved. Or again, it might be a little easier for someone like myself who really is pretty much brand new, right? But I would have to compare it also to the way it was, which we're not even gonna get into it, but it's just, I'll just let it out really quick. It'll be very similar to my reactions of the Netflix Cowboy Bebop versus the Cowboy Bebop, the real one, you know.
Yeah, you have to. I'm pretty sure you had to, you know, turn it off.
I had to remove that was the hardest thing, is trying to remove everything that I knew. And I'm gonna go out and on a limb and just say I failed, because they failed so hard at making, in my opinion. Now keep in mind, it has its own fan base. Sure, I'm sure if Netflix, congratulations. If you like it, I envy you for being able to like it. I couldn't do it. Too many things were too different, and all at the same time, not different enough, if that makes any sense. But at the same time, I see that this could potentially be something of a similar experience for people who are Saint Seiya fans or Knights of the Zodiac fans, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's definitely going to be fans that are not going to be a big fan of this movie. And I mean, for me, I really had to learn how to turn that off, turn that part of the OG fan, like just watch it as it is.
I'm sure, especially for you, I know it's going to be difficult for me too, because I'm still trying to get used to it.
And for me, it's just like, you know, having, you know, got this nice bag from San Diego Comic Con. Cool. You
know, I like it.
I mean, like, I was shocked that they were there to promote this franchise.
It is impressive. Yeah.
And I went all out just to get this bag. You know, because cool. I know for a fact it's going to be a while. They'll come back.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while.
If you don't mind my asking, actually, just you as a mega fan, and from you as a mega fan, how surreal does it feel? How surreal is it that this movie even exists? Actually, I mean,
I'm gonna be honest with you, I didn't even know it was even in production. I mean, I heard like rumors about it, but years, like I think like in the early 2010s, they were talking about it, but then they're just like flat out no news, just complete silence. I thought like, oh, it's probably dead. And then really the first time I heard about it was that Hollywood Reporter article that came out like September of 2021.
Yeah, around
and
that
like
time.
They announced the cast, like, this was already in pre-production?
And wow, already, I know. It's like, oh, wait, they already have like, sets?
They're already filming it? Wow, like I didn't even know. And then, because usually you would hear like, oh, the cast announced. And then like, oh, okay, so that means they'll start production like in a couple years or like in a year or two.
Exactly.
It's like, oh no, they're already filming. Like, well,
it's wild. I mean, it really is wild because it's just like when you really think about it, it's just like it is surreal. Even for me as a newcomer, it's like I didn't realize it. In fact, that could be a good segue into let me bring out The Notebook. I spoke to a few of my friends to see, hey, have you heard of this? What do you think? That kind of
yes,
thing.
So, yes, yes. Yeah. I wanted. I asked Luis to show the teaser trailer, or even the TV spot, to people that are not even aware of this franchise, and see what are their thoughts on the movie, and also if they're good, they have any interest in watching it. So, what were the results?
Well, here's the thing. I got four. I was able to get a hold. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to have to use some pseudonyms for certain people who are just a little too shy for stuff. You know, cool for you guys. I understand. I'm doing this for you guys.
Yeah, you can just call him friend A, friend B, friend number one.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Like in this case, let me get my notes out. Hold on a second. Yeah, I was talking on the phone.
Yeah, the podcast. If you're listening on the podcast, Luis has a notebook. So we're doing scientific research here.
Oh yeah, lots of it. Give me one second right here. So what we have here is four different kinds of reactions, each one with one very unique one, actually, that I really didn't expect. Okay. So let me go ahead and give the first impression. This was to a person that we're going to call Greg. They know who I'm referring to. So yeah. Okay. To quote them, it looks cool. I don't know what to expect. I don't know anything about it, but if I have time, I'll take a look. Now, this person is a male, 32 years old, okay? He saw the teaser trailer and the two spots. So, I mean, let me just give you a little background, is that he's kind of a hard one to impress. So the idea that he's even considering it kind of shocked me.
Nice.
Interesting. We have this one, which is, we're going to name this person Carl. Okay, now, Carl specifically said, I've never heard of it. I don't think it's my type of movie. This is a person 28 years old. Okay. Well, that was actually kind of something that I was wondering about, because I'm like, how many people have actually heard of this thing? You know, so
right.
That is an interesting reaction, because that was actually a reaction that I was wondering how many people are going to, what is this thing going to be like? Right. Now we have my one friend, which is actually someone who I've known for a long time. Okay. My friend Ellen. This person actually has a daughter who watches the Netflix one. And I was like, oh, okay. And according to her, she says, my daughter likes the Netflix show. She's excited for the movie. I don't know anything about it though, but she loves Athena. I think she's beautiful. And if she sees her, she's gonna want to see it. And obviously she saw it when I told her, well, here's a trailer for you to take a look at. Her daughter is 10 years old. Now she, on the other hand, is 41. So clearly that's kind of interesting. We actually have a fan of the Netflix show,
right?
And that's interesting, because I was like, oh wow, we actually have a child's opinion on this. So that's something that's different among these ones right here. The other one is a person who I'm only going to go by the name FS, and I think they already know that. It says, it looks pretty, but I don't know anything that's going on, but the special effects look pretty effing good. I've never heard of it though. So Those are four very intriguing impressions, honestly, because, okay, on one hand, I think it's very intriguing that overwhelming, it does seem like people like the images they see, even though they don't actually know anything about it, right? But in the case of Ellen, where her daughter actually is a fan of it, you know, and is excited for this, while, you know, her herself may not know very much other than, you know, putting it on the background or something like that, it really comes down to that whole thing where we're kind of like, okay, I'm clearly not the target demographic for this. I mean, they're not making Knights of the Zodiac for a 42-year-old bearded Mexican man. So, you know, it's like,
I don't know.
Maybe you're good. That's a good point. Actually, no, you're right. You're right. We don't know. Maybe they are trying to get newer middle-aged people in there too. But at the same time, they definitely want to get us to spend money on it for our kids if we have kids.
You know? I think is because we live in an area in North America where this franchise has never really hit the ground.
Ever. No, that's the problem.
If you talk to someone overseas, you know, in one of the, in countries like in,
if you go to Latin American countries, Mexico, they love this thing.
Brazil.
Yeah. They love this show.
France. This is like a religion to them.
It is. It's huge. It's huge.
Yeah. And
it's crazy.
That's why I think that for us here, we could ask casual viewers, like even your own friends, about this. And chances are they wouldn't know, what is this? What is this about? Or like, it looks good, but what is this about? So
exactly.
So like the fact that you found one person.
I'm actually shocked.
In your social circle, besides me, that knows about it. It's like, what?
And especially somebody who actually is apparently a fan, like the daughter being a fan. I was just like, okay, interesting. It's a little girl that is a fan of this and specifically a fan of Athena. So I'm just like, okay, that's interesting. I didn't expect that. And of course, it had to be the Netflix version, which I don't know anything about.
Yeah, I mean, well, to be fair, that is the only version that's being carried. And they took away the original anime series 2 years after. So
what a ridiculous thing. Yeah. And you see again.
Yeah. Unforgivable, yes, Netflix. Unforgivable.
Really is unforgivable. Stupid. Yeah. And it, like, in my opinion too, I think that's going to be probably this film's biggest hindrance, in my opinion, is going to be the marketing to, well, if they really are even focused on North America, because I mean, seems like other places around the world, looks like, especially considering the cast and considering the marketing on the other sides so far that we've seen, doesn't look like the US is really their biggest target demographic. You would really be a fool not to try, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this movie will do well in international markets.
Definitely international markets.
I think it will struggle here in North America.
Yeah.
Don't know what it is.
The USA is a really hard one to crack. It really is, because I mean, right now there's only really Disney, Marvel, and live action versions of their crap. And yet, like, those are the things that you're, you know, franchise films, that's kind of what you're looking at. Then there's like, I guess, Harry Potter or whatever, you know, like these kinds of things. Don't even get me started on what DC's doing. Don't get me started. So yeah.
I mean, here's a good indication of why I'm worried about this movie here in North America. When I was at San Diego Comic-Con, like the panel for their Knights of Zodiac, the movie panel, you know, it was good. It was full room packed with people.
Nice.
Though I can't really say they were all there for Saint Seiya. They could be waiting for another panel, or they're just sitting in there to enjoy the AC. That's how San Diego Comic-Con is. They don't clear out rooms in between panels.
Yeah.
But there was one panel, it was the Crunchyroll industry panel, where they talk about their upcoming lineup for their streaming service.
Yeah.
And the second season of the reboot, the CGI version, it's now on Crunchyroll. It's not on Netflix anymore.
Interesting.
And when they announced it as part of the lineup, There was absolutely no cheer, nothing. Like the room was silent. And you're going to guess who's the only one that cheered. Go ahead, take a wild guess. Who's the only one that cheered for?
I can only imagine it was your sister. No, no.
You. No, it was me. You. Yeah, it you. Was me. I literally said, yeah. Woo. It was like a dead silent in that room. Like no one knows what it is.
They don't know what it is.
You know, it was like that moment where you're in this room full of people and then that one awkward person just applauds and no one applauses.
Yeah, it was like that kind of feeling.
It was like that kind of feeling. And that's how it was when they said, say a battle for Sanctuary. I was that one person who did it and no one else reacted to it.
You see, that's...
That's what terrified me. I was like, oh.
And the sad part is it could go this way too. Like, this is the two ways that I see it really going, although there's probably a third option. The only two I'm thinking of at the top of my head is, number one, if the movie ends up being extremely shockingly good, it could bring a lot of people to the series and maybe we can get more of it here in the U.S. and this territory.
Oh,
maybe.
they're planning a sixth sequel.
Wow, that's ambitious.
Mean, I know. I was like,
that's
whoa.
Ambitious. Okay, that's really
down.
Ambitious.
Calm down. It's like, calm down, right?
Calm down a little bit. Just like, a little bit.
Gotta see how this first one does first, right?
Exactly. And the other way I see it going is that if it doesn't do very well, I mean, it'll be a short-lived thing. And hopefully, on other sides of the world, I don't know how they're going to react to it. But like, if the movie's not good, it's not going to bring anybody new into it. But I guess in North America, I don't know how much of an impact that really would have because it's already underrepresented as it already is, you know?
Yeah.
I would like to ultimately see people be exposed to it, though, because I really did enjoy the first just, you know, casual run through with you when I saw it. Yeah.
I am a little bit worried for this movie, to be honest.
I can understand the worry because, I mean, you know, the thing that's really disturbing is when someone, I don't want to say someone, when something like this happens where a movie comes out based on a property that is, well, you know, well-established or established at least, you do suffer that kind of sort of anxiety that, like, obviously you want to be able to talk about this thing that you love, and then yet if the product, like say the movie based on something, is going to be their first introduction, it's bad, no one's going to give a chance to that initial thing. Just like the way I had said earlier with Cowboy Bebop. Now I have to actually distinctively mention the anime, not the Netflix Cowboy Bebop. You have to actually make two versions of them now, which is sad because shouldn't have to do that. That and of course, one of the harshest things going against this as a project, which is just my own personal thing, is that of the anime adaptations that Hollywood's done, the only one that genuinely was amazing to me was Alita Battle Angel. And I can't think of anything else that actually was amazing, you know, that I really loved. And I'm hoping that this could be one of them, you know?
I'm hoping, me too. And if it's Saint Seiya, like, oh gosh, I'll be so happy.
Even better,
like,
yeah.
Yes. Like,
even
yes.
better, yeah.
It's even like better. I mean,
you
that's
actually
like,
get a chance to find you
like
get
a good anime live action movie, and it's Saint Seiya. That's like freaking icing on the cake for me.
Exactly. It's like especially, you know, I can respect differences between materials because obviously we see it all the time. Books and movies and adaptations are always going to happen. There's one going on right now for The Last of Us, which I still have really yet to really invest my time into. But I mean, again, adaptations are everywhere, you know. I think that if they get the right elements from just enough from the original, at least from my perspective, the original series that was established already, and take some of the elements that maybe made the CGI one that's on Netflix a little bit, you know, the better points of that one, and kind of put them into a more universal kind of story. Even if they had to take some stuff, simplify certain things out, I'm okay with that. I'm on that side where I'm like a little bit nervous because like when I saw the trailer, I'm like, I like what I'm seeing in terms of the visuals. The stuff that I'm seeing looks beautiful. Some of those shots, like when you see that whole Greek god head thing just floating in the air, there's all that. Oh, that just looks amazing. You know, it looks amazing. And I'm just like, damn, I really hope the story is as good as some of these ideas are, you know?
we want to know what are your thoughts on this Knights of the Zodiac movie that's coming out in April. I think they
gotta announce a date for this, damn it.
They did in Japan.
In Japan. Yeah, not anywhere else.
Yeah, but let's just say it is April 28th. What are your thoughts? Are you an OG fan like I am? Are you a new fan like Luis? You don't know any, or are you someone that just had no clue what this is at all?
Or even, you know, are you guys in the target demographic? Do you have kids that are interested or know about this? We'd like to hear from you too, because kind of is a target demographic as well. I mean, they do want to get that. So it'd be interesting to hear about that.
Yeah. So definitely leave your comments below. And yeah, if you do like these videos that we are going to start releasing, again, we are starting to rewatch the entire series from beginning to wherever it's currently right now. It hasn't officially ended. Just say it hasn't.
Ongoing. Ongoing.
And we're going to watch from the original series, you know, in canonical order. Then we're going to watch the spinoffs, the good and the bad.
Yeah, right. No matter how painful they are or happy they may be.
Yeah, so definitely keep an eye on this channel. Subscribe, hit that notification button. Get, you know, notified when we release those episodes. Like, they're going to be coming pretty soon. Pretty soon. Maybe in a couple weeks from now. So,
yeah.
But feel free to subscribe. Also, make sure to check us out on other podcasting platforms. This will be an audio version as well, so you can listen and maybe even watch the series along with us.
Yeah. Give it a shot, everybody.
All right. Until next time, we'll catch you next time. Music is provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. The name of the title is The Ice Giants, licensed under Creative Commons.